There is palpable grief in two American cities today. In Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people were killed, 26 wounded in a crowded entertainment district by a shooter who went to school in the area. One of the victims was his own sister. Investigators are still trying to determine a motive and why he targeted his victims. In a shooting in broad daylight in El Paso, Texas on Saturday, the number of dead rose today to 21 after a victim died in the hospital. More than 24 others were wounded at a Walmart by a gunman who was in police custody and reportedly unrepentant about his belief in white supremacy and his desire to kill Mexicans. 6 Mexican nationals were among the dead. We'll be checking elsewhere on this program in Dayton, Ohio, but we're going to start this hour in El Paso with Carlos Morales, a reporter at Marfa Public Radio. And Carlos, we know you grew up in this area. Can you describe this particular Walmart? Because a Walmart consultant has called it the UN of Walmarts. A lot of people went there. Most Walmarts see about 14,000 customers a week. This store in El Paso saw 65,000 a week.
Yeah. Hi, Robin. I grew up maybe about, a quick 10-minute drive from that Walmart. And to say that it was, you know, that area, that Walmart, that shopping mall, that Sam's, that movie theater, to say it was kind of, you know, a part of everyone in that area's weekend routine is not an understatement. A lot of people went there. It's right next to a bus terminal where, a lot of people will, you know, use that system to get to this area because it's got a little bit of everything you need to get, you know, over the weekend. And it's maybe, you know, El Paso is on the border. And this specific Walmart is, again, another quick drive to a main international bridge. So you'll have people coming over from Juarez, Mexico, Ciudad Juarez, and other cities in the state of Chihuahua. You know, they'll come over and they'll do their shopping and then they'll go home. That's just kind of the nature of El Paso. That's border life here. You know, people go back and forth.
Yeah. And of course, Mexicans who had come over to shop at Walmart were killed in the weekend shooting. And today, President Trump spoke offering condolences to the president of that country. Let's listen.
Today, we also send the condolences of our nation to President Obrador of Mexico and all the people of Mexico for the loss of their citizens in the El Paso shooting. Terrible, terrible thing.
Carlos, I know you've been doing a lot of your, you know, writing up your reporting today, but what's your sense of how people in your area will respond to that, given the president's language about Mexicans in the past?
I think that's a tough one to answer, but I think from the people that I have spoken with, you know, there's been some Democratic elected officials here that represent El Paso that have said, this is tied up in anti-immigrant rhetoric that you hear coming from the administration. And certainly I think there are people, you know, in El Paso that would tell you the same thing.
Well, and we now know that the shooter, and we're not naming the shooter, but the shooter is from Allen, Texas. He's 21 years old. He drove hours to come specifically to El Paso. He wrote an online screed about embracing white supremacy, wanting to kill Mexicans. He was careful to say that his feelings were pre-President Trump. And we know, of course, mass shootings are very much, been here for decades. But what is the sense of the people there that they were attacked from, you know, from afar, that someone deliberately drove to El Paso to make this attack?
I, yesterday afternoon, went to a park, which is maybe 5-10 minute walk from where all of this happened, from that Walmart. And there I ran into this 78-year-old man and his wife who always go walking through that park. And through tears, this man told me that when he heard about the news of the shooting, that act, that tragedy, that was not El Paso. That was not the place he grew up in. So he said after that, that when he learned that the shooter wasn't from El Paso, it kind of lined up.
Your city has to be reeling. We are hearing of the 25-year-old woman who might have been shielding her 2-month-old when she was shot. We're hearing about a man in his 70s who was wheeled out in a child's wheelchair, wheeled out of the Walmart in a child's wheelchair, but now the family is realizing there's a child missing a wheelchair. I mean, people must be reeling.
Yeah, it's a city. El Paso is a resilient city, you know, having grown up here. It's a city that I think will bounce back, but this definitely stings. People might not have had loved ones that were hurt or killed in the shooting. It still resonates with the people of this place.
Carlos Morales, a reporter at Marfa Public Radio, but also a native of El Paso. Best to you as you cover this.
Thank you, Robin.